WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If you drive around CHI St. Joseph Health Center in Bryan, get ready for a variety of street projects. This morning starts a year's worth of replacing traffic signals, building turn lanes, widening sidewalks, and relocating underground utilities. At different times, there will be lane closures and detours on Villa Maria, 29th, and Memorial Drive. The work is scheduled, weather permitting, Monday through Friday between 7 and 5. The Bryan City Council has taken the first step towards producing more water.
The council's 5-2 vote borrows more than $2 million to do a study to move water from an aquifer into new wells. The plan's opposed by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District. District's manager, Alan Day, asked the council to consider another option.
Instead, seriously consider using a source that creates new water, taking pressure off of our precious groundwater resources.
Councilman Mike Sutherland, the city's liaison to the water district, said this was the best option.
Buying water from other property owners in the groundwater district, that's very expensive. We also discussed building a line from here to Burleson County, because that's outside the groundwater district. That's very expensive.
Joining Sutherland in approving the study were Ben Hardiman, Buppy Simic, Al Sines, and Rafael Pena. City Manager Keene Register says there's enough money from current water sales to cover the cost of the loan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A representative of the Brazos Valley Lodging Association tells the Bryan City Council demand for hotel rooms is up almost 3%, while the supply is up 60%.
I wouldn't use the word panic to measure the atmosphere within the hotelier community, but there is a very high level of concern.
Noel Mays asked the Bryan Council to approve a $130,000 increase in the amount of hotel occupancy tax money going to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The sales that the CVB does in 2017 is really for the year 2018. What they do now is going to have long-ranging impacts, not just on me, but on your constituents. Our housekeepers, our front desk agents, our food and beverage workers. Most of them live in Bryan.
No action was taken by the council. Next year's proposed Bryan City budget calls for no increase to the CVB or other outside agencies. Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets has 2,600 members this fall, the most since 1970. Commandant Joe Ramirez says you're invited to watch the reactivation of two more units at the Sanders Center this Friday.
We're going to reactivate the 10th and 11th units that we have reactivated since I took over as commandant in 2010. So now we've got 46 total across the Corps.
The reactivation of Squadron 5, popularly known as the Filthy Fifth, is Friday morning at 10, followed by the reactivation of Company G1, called the Ramblin' Rogues, Friday afternoon at 2. The Texas legislature doesn't start their next session until January, but Blinn College administrators, whose legislative priorities were approved by trustees this month, say they have already had 75 meetings with lawmakers. That's before administrators spent $48,000 to hire the first outside lobbyist firm in the school's 133-year history.
There's a new leadership team at Blinn, I think you've heard, and in my personal history, this has been part of the strategy for many number of years. So for us, this does not feel different. The whole idea here, based on the potential for return on investment, are substantial benefits for students, faculty, and our communities.
Vice President Mel Waxler, who came on board earlier this year from the Austin School District, says hiring Hilco Partners has no association to Blinn's opposition to legislation last session, breaking down revenue and expenses of the Brenham and Bryan campuses. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30, or you can always jump online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rafino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Roy Schickman with the Chamber of Commerce. I want to invite you to enjoy an incredible 2 days of food, fun, networking, and recreation. It's the Chamber's annual Lobster Fest and Golf Classic with title sponsor the Bank and Trust and platinum sponsor CC Creations. It all begins on Monday, September the 12th, when you have an opportunity to enjoy a great day of golf as you tee off at the Phillips Event Center. Then on Sunday, September the 18th, Lobster Fest will be held at the Brazos Center from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy a fresh Maine lobster, an outstanding steak, and participate in our live and silent auctions. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for reservations.
Good morning, 610 Brazos Valley weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Large area of high pressure in the Gulf of Mexico takes control of our weather, and that means drier conditions for a couple of days. Partly sunny today, a shower, thunderstorm, a possibility through the afternoon and evening. Highs later today anywhere from 90 to 95. Tonight turning partly cloudy, 75. Some sun tomorrow. We could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds return Friday. There is a chance for showers and storms. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. Also, it was not looking good for Texas Major League Baseball as the Astros fall to the Pirates and the Rangers fall to the Reds. And Tokyo is already making preparations for the 2020 Summer Olympics. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So today we have a story.
Really?
Of
just one?
No, there'll be others.
Okay.
But I thought this one was a little bit different. So today, as I read the story at the end of each sentence, then you guys say, remember, it's Arkansas.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That way it's, yeah. So a home in North Little Rock, Arkansas, exploded last week because natural gas was leaking into the house when someone lit a cigarette.
Remember, it's Arkansas.
Okay. Evelyn Brooks, the home's resident, smelled the gas odor a week before and again right before it happened.
Remember, it's Arkansas.
Ira Tucker, who also lived in the house, is the one who lit the cigarette.
Remember, it's Arkansas.
Thankfully, all 14 people in the house were all okay despite some burns.
Remember, it's Arkansas.
The house, however, is beyond repair.
Oh, remember, it's Arkansas. Yeah.
It was beyond repair before that, though.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good.
The 14 people who live in the house.
Wow.
Scott, remember.
It's Arkansas.
Info.
Mation.
Yeah.
Wow.
The home state of our general manager. We couldn't be prouder.
It truly is a miracle that no one was injured.
More than
a few burns. The
woman smelled it for weeks.
Yeah, well, you know.
It smells a little gassy in here.
Let me light a cigarette.
Maybe it's Uncle Archie.
Yeah.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right. $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's really pretty nice outside this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of cool out there, and that's neat. We didn't talk about percentages of rain. About 30% tomorrow, 50% on Friday, just so you know, and then 30% over the weekend. But, again, temps will be moderate. I mean, the heat index got up pretty high yesterday in the afternoon, but up until noon, it was okay being outside.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad. All right, so here we go. It's the 24th of August. Jeez, August.
Ooh,
is we're going to be in the burr months here pretty
flown
quick.
Flown by.
Yep, it's day 237, got 126 of them 129 of them to go. It is Peach Pie Day.
Ooh, yum.
Which is good, but you don't see it nearly as often as other pies. And, you know.
And that's because we do peach cobbler, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much true. And we are one of the states that's fortunate to be able to have peaches. There's a water tower in South Carolina that's painted like a peach, which is kind of interesting. It's it's just above the North Carolina line. I mean, the Georgia line, just to kind of poke fun at them because everybody thinks of peach trees and all that stuff. Actually,
a Georgia peach.
Lots of peaches are produced over in South Carolina. But then we have some here, you know, and down in Fredericksburg and that stuff. It's good stuff. Anyway, it's also Pluto Demoted Day, so feel badly for Pluto today.
Aww.
This is when it was told that it couldn't be a planet anymore.
But then didn't they tell it could again?
It could. Well, you know why?
What's the status of Pluto
these
days?
It's the Pluto huggers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
the Pluto huggers.
They just wanted to, I mean, they just said, well, we can't play anymore, and you don't want anybody to feel badly that they can't participate, so they kind of told
them
they could.
Planet justice warriors,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's Vesuvius Day, and for the life of me, I have no idea how they know today is the day.
Yeah.
I mean, might be able to get a year, maybe, but they know somehow that it was today. I guess they found an old newspaper.
Wow.
It's Knife Day, and it's National Waffle Day.
Oh.
And, okay, so.
So, growing up.
Yeah.
And traveling for sports.
Okay.
The real deal was when the Continental Breakfast had a waffle maker.
Okay, a real waffle maker.
Yep. And you knew that was the place to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it made waffles in the shape of Texas.
Exactly.
Those are the best ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now, and of course, there are any number of kinds of waffle makers in those Continental Breakfast places. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind that turn over.
Yeah,
you know,
and flip.
Over, right, which is a good thing. But, you know, so what would you put on your waffle specifically?
I'm more of a just a traditional butter and syrup.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because here's the deal. Somehow, some way, pancakes really got ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't ever hear the International House of Waffles. I mean, we now, and again, we have Waffle House. We understand that.
We do not.
Well, we don't. Yeah. That's true. We're, again,
but, correct.
I don't know how we got in. I have no idea how in the world we got into the SEC without having a waffle.
I thought it was like a mandatory requirement.
Well, maybe we promised we'd get there as soon as we could.
It's been a little bit.
It was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. I love Waffle House. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision. You go in there, everyone's drunk. You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like?
Jim Gaffigan.
Love it.
That's great.
Yep. Hello.
Hey, guys, we don't need Waffle House. We've got the kettle.
That's right.
Ooh, that's true. That's
good point.
But the deal is waffles have their, I mean, yeah, we've heard about Belgian waffles, but that's a hell of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, I mean, pancakes, now they're putting all sorts of stuff in them. Mm-hmm. You see the IHOP commercials, they put junk on them, in them, whatever.
Yeah.
And the poor
around
waffles.
Them.
Yeah, the waffles over here going, pecans? I don't know. You want to put pecans in here?
And syrup is the way to go.
Right, it is. Anything beyond that is you're just showing off. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. And first, I want to thank you for bringing up pancakes and waffles because I did not have breakfast this morning.
Cool, perfect.
So I'm super hungry.
Got that going.
Anyway, for birthdays, Rupert Grint is 28 today. Uh-oh. He was Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies.
Okay. Making a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah. Chad Michael Murray is 35. He plays Jack Thompson on Agent Carter. Also, he's been on One Tree Hill and Freaky Friday.
Okay.
John Green is 39. That's the guy who wrote Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns, popular young adult novels these days. Alex O'Loughlin is 40. He plays Steve McGarrett on Hawaii Five-0. We had James Caan's son, Scott, earlier this week.
Right.
Dave Chappelle is 43 today. Pretty cool.
You know, he dropped off the face of the earth for a while.
He did.
And really didn't come back as big, did he? I mean, I may be wrong, but
I don't think so.
He had
either,
that show
yeah.
going on, and it was, I mean, it was rocking, and then he decides to, well, I have no idea what caused him to do that, but anyhow.
There's all kinds of report, you know, I mean, speculations sure. as to why he went off the rails, but yeah, he's 43 today. David Gregory's 46. That's the host of Meet the Press, of course. Marlee Matlin is 51. Okay. She is the, she's that, the very famous deaf actress.
Sure.
Also, she won an Oscar. I didn't know
she
this.
She did.
1986. She won a one for Children of a Lesser God.
That's right.
Pretty cool. Reggie Miller is 51.
Hey, hey.
Pretty
hey.
Cool.
NBA talker guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Craig Kilborn is 54. He was the original host of The Daily Show way back in the day.
Yeah, and, when he left, everybody went, how can this show survive? Because it's Craig Kilborn, and
right?
they're bringing in some guy named John Stewman or something.
Who's this John Stewart?
Yeah,
guy.
Exactly. So it really was. Back in the day, you thought it just couldn't survive, and obviously it went to another
one. Oh, yeah. And then David Koechner is 54 today. He was Champ Kind and Anchorman and Todd Packer in The Office, all kinds of good stuff. Jared Harris is 55 from Mad Men and also played Professor Moriarty in the Sherlock Holmes movies, the newer ones. Cal Ripken Jr., 56 today. Pretty cool.
Nice.
Steve Guttenberg, 58 today. Haven't seen him in a while.
No. Barney Miller, and that was about it, right?
Yeah, he was at Police Academy, and then nothing. And then Vince McMahon, 71 today, WWE chairman.
71. Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And Mike Huckabee used to do the radio thing here and was a governor and is a friend of Ben Downs because they worked in radio together in Hope, Arkansas, and all that stuff. 61. There you go.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, that was fast. It seems that Mitt Romney's dream of finding an alternative candidate to Donald Trump has already come to an end. A source now telling CNN he has suspended his search. Maybe someone tipped Mitt Romney off to a new NBC survey that shows that not only is Donald Trump virtually tied with Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head matchup, he is now outperforming her compared to what Romney did in 2012. According to The Hill, the poll shows that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are performing at the exact same levels as their respective parties, each commanding 87% support. And in March of 2012, Romney only had 84% of Republicans. And Donald Trump is getting Democrats and independents.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Hey, you've heard me rave about the DollarShaveClub.com, and for good reason. I get the best shave imaginable when shaving with their fresh DSC Executive Blade. And then, of course, I use Dr. Carver's Shave Butter anytime I want. Everybody on the Hannity team likes it as well. That means Ethan and Lauren and Linda, even Jason with his mohawk. We swear by the Executive Blade coupled with Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. It just works. Now, you'll pay less than what you pay in the store. You'll have the convenience of it delivered to your house and the best blade you'll ever use. So join the DollarShaveClub.com today. DollarShaveClub.com.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. AstraZeneca has agreed to sell its small molecule antibiotics business to Pfizer in a deal that could be valued at more than $1.5 billion. AstraZeneca says the sale will allow it to focus on developing new medicines in its main areas of cancer and respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. Pfizer says the antibiotics would enhance its portfolio of more than 60 anti-infective and antifungal medicines. Tesla says a new version of the Model S electric car is the quickest production car in the world from 0 to 60 miles per hour. The company says the sedan can go from stop to 60 in 2.5 seconds. Tesla notes that the LaFerrari and Porsche 918 Spyder with gas engines are faster, but they were million-dollar specialty cars that can no longer be bought new. Crude oil down 83 cents at $47.27 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a little changed open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rattlesnakes, black widow spiders, poison ivy, bull nettle, jellyfish, mosquitoes, and hissing cockroaches. What do all these have in common? They're all part of our natural world. The Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse wants to remind you that even though marijuana advocates argue that it is natural and therefore safe, many things we find in the world that are natural are not necessarily safe. In fact, some can be quite harmful. Find out more about marijuana and the science of drug abuse at www.drugabuse.gov.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Kind of same deal today in that the heat index will probably be 10 degrees warmer than the temperature itself. We'll be at about 93 today, but because of the humidity, heat index could hit as high as 103. 74 for a low temperature tonight. Slight chance of showers tomorrow at about 30%. It ups to 50% on Friday and then back down to 30% on Saturday. Highs probably will not make 90 after tomorrow, and then the lows will be in the lower 70s. Right now, winds out of the south at 3. 96% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 75.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
If you want to be successful, you have to be likable. And being likable isn't just about being nice. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Being a jerk in life isn't going to get you far. In fact, it turns out that being likable, that's the currency you can spend to buy your success.
And I think ultimately what it comes down to is this idea that we want to do business with people that we like, and we want to build relationships with people that we like. And likability is actually a prerequisite for trust.
Rohit Bhargava, author of the book Likeonomics, says there are several factors to being likable. One is telling the truth or being unexpectedly honest.
So for me, for example, it was sharing the reality of how I spent my time on Fridays, putting post-it notes onto a piece of board to write and research my book. For other people, it might be the unexpected honesty behind how they actually do their day or where they work or what they do that can connect us to other people.
Interestingly, being likable is not just about being nice, for the simple reason that
one of the behaviors of somebody who is nice is that they're afraid to tell you the truth because they just want to be nice. And if you think about in a professional context, but also in a relationship context, the person who is able to deliver that truth back to you, who is able to be upfront about what they're thinking, that's a much more powerful bond to create trust than being a yes man or a yes woman that just says, oh yeah, everything's great.
Tomorrow, more keys to being likable. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mstopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is moving ahead with borrowing more than $2 million to study what could lead to moving water from an aquifer into city wells.
Mike Sutherland spent 10 minutes explaining why this was the best option for Bryan's future water needs.
The bottom line is what we're doing is that we're providing an alternate source of water that when the groundwater district can't provide what we need, we have a place to go and we can get your water.
The state-approved plan is opposed by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District. General Manager Alan Day says the city is not following the state's intent to create new sources of drinking water.
Proposes to pump groundwater from the Simsboro Aquifer, water already stored and in place, move it closer to the city, treat and inject the water back into the very same formation, lose at least 10% and call it conservation.
Councilman Ben Hardiman said he hated to hear inflammatory language used to describe the study.
There's a difference between scheme and plan. This is a plan that has been under consideration for months.
Also voting for the study were Al Sines, Rafael Pena, and Bobby Simic. City Manager Keene Register says there's enough money in the water fund to cover the loan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next year's proposed Bryan City budget calls for no increase to outside agencies. The Convention and Visitors Bureau asked the City Council yesterday for an additional $130,000. Supporters include Noel Mays of the Brazos Valley Lodging Association, who says the supply of motel rooms is up 60%, while demand increased less than 3%.
When you have greater need, you spend to your need. You have to spend money to make money. The hotel perspective here is that if there's ever a time to spend money on marketing our destination and filling our hotel rooms, it is now.
He says at some point that puts hotel employees' jobs in danger.
Your constituency, I can't speak for the ownership, but I can say your constituency are the line level workers and the managers who run these hotels. And we didn't choose to build more hotels, we just work there. And we like our jobs, for the most part.
The CVB is also asking for money for moving expenses to a new permanent office. Four Bryan homeowners that have had repeated flood damage will be offered buyouts. That's after the city was notified FEMA is providing $577,000. The city's drainage fee is adding $192,000 to provide a total of almost $770,000. Locations of the voluntary buyout offers are on Willow Bend Drive, McHaney Drive, and Mockingbird Street. If any of the homeowners decline, then the city can make an offer for a home on Louisiana Avenue. Two more units of Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets are being reactivated. Commandant Joe Ramirez says there are 2,600 cadets on campus this fall. That's the most since 1970, and it represents a 40% increase since he started nearly 7 years ago.
Just a couple of weeks ago, we opened the north end of the quad. Dorms 1 through 8 are now officially all open, as well as 4 leadership learning centers now. And the interior of the quad has also been renovated. We have dorms 9 through 12 being renovated right now. They will be done by next summer.
General Ramirez says this year's cadet population has reached capacity on the quad.
We're going to start building the new music activity center next summer. And that's going to be built out on what's left of Duncan Field. We're going to build this music activity center that will house the Aggie Band, all of our symphonies, orchestras, and bands, as well as all of our choral activities to include the singing cadets. Once we get that going and we make some determinations about where we might be able to put additional dorms, then we'll figure out where to house all the additional cadets.
You're invited to reactivation ceremonies this Friday at the Sanders Corps of Cadets Center at 10 a.m. for Squadron 5, also known as the Filthy Fifth, and at 2 p.m. for Company G1, also called the Ramblin' Rogues. Blaine College trustees at this month's meeting approved a 6-point plan to ask state lawmakers next year for more money. Vice President Mel Waxler says there are no plans to ask for more money from Washington County property owners, who have the lowest tax rate in the state, for funding part of the cost of operating the Brenham campus.
Blaine will continue to walk this finance structure that it has, and hopefully will be successful with the state of Texas in increasing its support of community colleges.
While this year's budget is safe, Blinn has responded to a call by state leaders to reduce state funding in the next biennium by 4%.
It's a mix of strategies. We really want to look at where the needs are. We want to look at student demand. We want to look at what efficiencies we can create in order to minimize any effect of any future cut, should there be one.
Waxler says they have had 75 meetings with lawmakers and have scheduled a November luncheon in Brenham that will include, among others, the 3 state senators and 9 representatives in Blinn's 13-county service area. Motorists around CHI St. Joseph Health Center in Bryan will have to deal with a year's worth of street projects starting this morning. Various lane closures, detours, and reduced speed limits will be taking place on 29th Villa Maria and Memorial Drive. Construction is supposed to take place, weather permitting, weekdays between 7 and 5. By this time next year, there will be new traffic signals and turn lanes, wider sidewalks, and the relocation of underground utilities. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 15th annual banquet, Live Love, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 27th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
It's still the heartbeat of Christ to go win that one lost, the hurting, the down and out. If they won't come to us, we're coming to them.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Wake up, smoke a cigarette. Drive to work, smoke a cigarette. Drink coffee, smoke a cigarette. Do some work, award yourself with a cigarette. Leave work, smoke a cigarette. Eat dinner, smoke a cigarette. Brush your teeth, smoke a cigarette. Brush your teeth again. Go to sleep, dream of a cigarette. And this is your day. Until the morning you wake up and decide you're serious this time. You're going to quit. So you call 877-YES-QUIT. You drive to work. You don't smoke a cigarette. You drink your morning coffee. You read the paper. You don't smoke a cigarette. You drive home from work. You don't smoke a cigarette. Eat dinner, read a book, fall asleep, wake up, take a deep breath, and start a brand new day. Without cigarettes.
We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline, with the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Gottner from The Med. I'm going to give you a 21-day challenge, and we're going to take advice from Prevention Magazine, How to Live a Healthier Life. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW. See you then.
All right, 640, let's do weather. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We've finally been able to dry things out across the area, and that means a much improved forecast, a partly sunny day overall. We may see a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Highs will make their way up to 90 to 95. Tonight, we're partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partial sun during the day Thursday, shower, thunderstorm possible through the afternoon, 90 to 95. Clouds are back, though, Friday. There could be some showers and storms, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. Also, Major League Baseball in Texas did not look good as the Rangers were shut out by the Reds, and the Astros nearly suffered the same fate against the Pirates. And thanks to the Brazil debacle, Tokyo is already preparing for the 2020 Summer Olympics.
We're going to do better.
They're going to try, at least.
That's what everyone says.
All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right. Donald was in Texas yesterday, making the swing.
One of Donald Trump's key campaign proposals was to deport the 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally. The GOP nominee now apparently pulling back on that issue.
There certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people. We want people. We have some great people in this country. We have some great, great people in this country.
Trump likening his plan to previous and current administrations.
I don't know if you know, but Bush and even Obama sends people back. Now, we can be more aggressive in that, but we want to follow the laws. If you start going around trying to make new laws in this country, it's a process that's brutal.
Trump's latest comments coming during a Fox News town hall in Austin, Texas. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Really, Rich, like we thought it was Austin, Minnesota.
Fine. The other Austin.
Yeah. Donald's getting a little soft around the edges.
Well, yeah, he is, isn't he? He's got to get some votes, you know.
Which, now, you know, I mean, a lot of people could, you know, the argument could be made that a lot of his support is, you know, because of the stance he's taken.
Certainly.
And yet here he is doing this now.
Well,
I still stand behind my theory that he's tanking his campaign on purpose.
You haven't said that more than 100 times.
Yeah. Well, you guys probably don't know my position yet.
You always run to the center. I mean, now, he did do this. He welcomed mothers who lost their children in crimes caused by illegal immigrants onto the stage of his rally, which is very interesting. Before inviting the women up, he said, "Today I met with the moms of incredible American children killed by illegal immigrants as a result of the policies of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama."
Ooh.
Oh, okay. He added, "Hillary Clinton will never meet these families. She will never hear their incredible, sad stories. She doesn't have the heart for it, believe me." Somebody over the weekend I was reading suggested that when they have the first presidential debate, that he bring the parents of the guys who were killed in Benghazi and sit them on the front row.
Ooh, that would be a...
Yikes.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would be a gut punch there for sure.
See all that works. Donald slammed Hillary again, promising amnesty for the undocumented people in U.S. America at the rally. He said Hillary Clinton wants to totally open the border. She wants to catch and release. She wants Obamacare and other things for illegal immigrants, in many cases more than our great veterans get. And I mentioned the Obamacare thing because
Because everyone's jumping ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really are. And the problem also is that because that's happening, we got they're telling us 1.3 million Texans who bought health insurance under the Affordable Care Act likely will have, quote, fewer, more expensive coverage options in 2017.
Imagine that.
I'm like so surprised. What?
Health plans continue to announce that they will no longer be selling their product in Texas. Insurance startup Oscar announced on Tuesday that it will pull out of the Texas market, joining, of course, Aetna, United Healthcare, and Scott & White on the list of companies that recently announced they would be abandoning the marketplace that had been created by the health care law that has the president's name on it.
Yep.
Announcement came at a time of uncertainty for health insurance markets nationwide, with several major health insurers opting to abandon the exchanges in all but a handful of states. Cigna, another health insurance company, last week told the Houston Chronicle it was in discussions with state regulators about pulling out of Texas as well. So
now, see, none of that can be right, though, because Obama promised us that this was going to be the best thing ever.
And we kept being told that if we liked our doctor, we could keep our doctor. If we liked our plan, we could keep our plan. Yeah. Michael Morrissey, who is a professor at the A&M School of Public Health, said, I think what we should be expecting is premiums that are substantially higher, and I think there's a real risk that our insurers pull out. We may be beginning to see the death spiral of the insurance plans in the exchanges. Again, Michael Morrissey, professor at A&M's School of Public Health.
Yeah, so, you know, what does he know, right?
Yeah, so aside from that, everything should be just fine. But the president was in Baton Rouge yesterday. He finally got there.
About time.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. And then he kind of takes a verbal shot at Donald, who obviously got there while he was playing golf or whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
We are heartbroken by the loss of life. Sometimes once the floodwaters pass, people's attention spans pass. This is not a one-off. This is not a photo op issue.
Wow.
So did they tell people don't take any pictures of the president while he was here? Oh, no, they didn't do that.
Nope.
Nah, they're going to go ahead and ride that pony as well.
And how long was he there? What exactly did he do?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a logistical nightmare for regular people when the president shows up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Yep, it's just not a good thing. But anyhow, so
just add one more inconvenience to what's going on.
That's all done in real world health insurance. But again, you know what's happening to your policy premiums. We don't have to tell you because it's happening to us too. It's 6:47.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have to give them credit, those courageous plants that stick around through the summer and then bloom in the fall. The mere act of surviving a Texas summertime earns them special badges of honor from Texas plant people. I have some of those heroes of early autumn. I'll be back with details right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. We're talking about special plants of early fall, and I'm going to start with spider lily, a southern tradition also called Guernsey lily. It's grown for its starburst-like red or sometimes pink, yellow, or white flowers. Red's the best. It grows best in moist, shaded locations where it can be left undisturbed for many years. You also will see naked lady lilies. These are Lycoris squamigera. They're related to spider lilies, but they don't look anything like them. They look like lavender pink amaryllis. They bloom about 16 or 18 inches tall. They have beautiful big foliage in late winter, early spring. Then that foliage goes away, and the flowers pop up about now, and that's the reason for the name naked lady lily. Beautiful plants. Oxblood lily is an old-fashioned little flower that resembles tiny amaryllis blossoms just 2 inches long. Rhodophiala bifida is the plant. It may be my favorite bulb. The foliage shows up during the cooler months and persists into the spring. And then around the 1st of September, the multitudes of foot-tall floral spikes arise from the soil. It's a spectacular little flower that can be left untouched for decades. It only gets better. You'll occasionally see it in garden centers, or you may be able to beg a start from a friend. I bought some online, of all things. Oh, and my fourth and other favorite fall bulb is fall crocus, Sternbergia lutea, another rare little treasure you'll see in older neighborhoods. Where regular spring flowering true crocus bulbs don't rebloom well in Texas, this rich golden yellow early fall bloomer is wonderful. It only gets 3 or 4 inches tall, but you can see it from half a mile away, planted where you can leave it intact for many years. Don't cultivate around it. That's fall crocus, Sternbergia lutea. I like sweet autumn clematis. I have it growing on my chimney. It's often sold as a native Texas plant, but the truth is it's a naturalized citizen. It was brought to Texas decades ago. It's escaped cultivation to grow wild in the eastern third of the state. It dies to the ground when it freezes in the winter if it's really cold. You always want to trim it back significantly. It blooms in late August or September, and it is slightly fragrant, beautiful little white flowers. Morning glories aren't generally considered to be fall flowering annuals, but they really don't bloom much until it does turn cooler in September and October. Oh, and then candle trees. Cassia alata, what a beautiful plant that is in the fall for bloom. Fall aster, yet another favorite perennial, an old-fashioned heirloom perennial. Oh, and we've left out mums. I'm just out of time. There's so much to talk about. Best of the low-light houseplants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. Well, the beginning of the Ags football season is getting closer and closer, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, T-minus 10 days until Fighting Texas Aggie football takes the field against UCLA. The guys have been practicing hard in preparation for kickoff, but Coach Kevin Sumlin says you got to pace yourself.
We've given some of these veteran guys, just because of the sports science, a day off. You saw Josh Reynolds back out today. He had a little pull. We rotated Ricky in and out one day, give him one guy. So these guys are putting some yardage together, you know, and the ability to keep them healthy, particularly through the way we're practicing right now, which is probably a lot more physical than we have in the past, has been good.
Coach and the guys will be back at it again this afternoon. Now, kickoff against the 16th-ranked Bruins is set for Saturday, September 3rd at 2:30 p.m. with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Notre Dame cornerback Devin Butler has been formally charged after allegedly punching a police officer and slamming the officer to the ground over the weekend. He's facing felony counts of resisting law enforcement and battery against a public safety official. Coach Brian Kelly announced Sunday that Butler had been suspended indefinitely from the team. He remains enrolled at the university. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a foul tip. He struck him out. Ivan Nova with his fourth career complete game, and the Pirates snapped the losing streak with a 7-1 win over the Astros tonight.
The Houston Astros were nearly shut out by Ivan Nova and the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting their one run in the ninth inning last night in a 7-1 loss. Ivan Nova pitched his fourth career complete game. The Pirates scored four runs in the first inning. Joe Musgrove went just four innings and was tagged for the loss. The Astros look to take the series with the Pirates today at 11:35 a.m. Meanwhile, in Cincinnati,
the payoff pitch to Joey Votto, and that's lined into right field, and that ball is going to be in there for a base hit. Heading toward the plate, Tyler Holt, he's in there, and the Reds have taken a 1-0 lead.
The Texas Rangers remain atop the AL West, but suffered another shutout, their third in the last nine games, in a 3-0 setback in Cincinnati last night. The Rangers could only get three singles off Reds starter Dan Straley. Derek Holland took the loss on his return from an inflamed pitching shoulder. The Rangers hope to avoid a four-game skid as they take on the Reds again today in Cincinnati at 6:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Rangers, the team has placed outfielder Josh Hamilton on unconditional release waivers as he tries to come back from a series of operations on his left knee. The Rangers activated him off the 60-day disabled list on Tuesday and put him on waivers. They also recalled right-hander Sean Tolleson from the minors and put him on the 60-day DL, creating a spot for left-hander Derek Holland to return from the disabled list and start against the Cincinnati Reds on Tuesday night. The move with Hamilton was expected. He had surgery on his left knee on June 8th to reconstruct the ACL and repair cartilage damage. His third operation on the knee since September. He's hoping to be ready to play by spring training. Also in baseball, the Kansas City Royals go for their 10th straight victory tonight. The defending World Series champions blanked Miami 1-0 last night as Yordano Ventura evened his record at 9-9. In the NFL, Dallas receiver Dez Bryant is out for the Cowboys preseason game Thursday in Seattle after suffering a concussion in practice Monday. The team doesn't believe the injury will be a long-term concern. Bryant also posted online that he feels okay. In Dallas, SMU head basketball coach Tim Jankovich has hired Sean Forrest to be an assistant. The move marks Forrest's third school since he left Western Kentucky at the end of last season. He was named a UTSA assistant in May and then left for Louisiana Tech before opening with the Mustangs. In tennis, six-time champ Serena Williams and defending champ Novak Djokovic have been seeded number one for the U.S. Open that opens on Monday. Neither player has had a match since early exits at the Rio Olympics. This is the fifth time Williams is the top seed at Flushing Meadows. And with Brazil's rush job in mind, Tokyo is already making preparations for the 2020 Summer Olympics, with the Olympic flag arriving today. Construction of the main stadium is slated to start by the end of this year. Japan's capital also hosted the Olympics in 1964. And that's a look at your sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Gottner from the Med. I'm going to give you a 21-day challenge, and we're going to take advice from Prevention Magazine.